Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got a great show lined up for you the rest of this time with another continuing our visit with our good friend Mary Cantando. Mary is the author of The Woman's Advantage, also Leading with Care, and I don't know how many other books that she's written over the years. She's a great business consultant and expert for folks, especially ladies. Mary, you spend a lot of time helping ladies put their best foot forward in the marketplace, don't you?
That's what I do, Jim. That's what I eat, drink, sleep. Yeah, that's my whole purpose for being.
And womansadvantage.com, is that right?
That's right.
Womansadvantage.com. So, Mary, I know in addition to your books and the other things, I know you got some different programs available, but I want to tell people about your calendar, because you know how much, I mean, and folks, I put my money where my mouth is, don't I, Mary?
You do, Jim. You're one of, you buy calendars year after year, and we really
love
appreciate
these.
That.
We love to give these away and to people. These are calendars that every day, 365 days, there's a different inspirational message of some kind, motivational, inspirational message from one lady to another, right?
That's exactly right. These are all tips or advice that women from around the world who own their own businesses submit through our website, and then we pull up the 365 that we think are the most valuable, the most, you know, that apply to most people, and we print it out so that it's one of those blocks of paper that sits on your desk,
and every day
you tear off a page.
And our customers love it, and I'll tell you, the only complaint I have, Mary, is I think every month you ought to have one little comment from a guy.
And that would be Jim Blasingame.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly right. Well, I would do some of them. I'm not saying I'd be the only ones, but it'd be fine with me if you did it that way. But I think at least once a month you should have a guy to offer the ladies some advice.
So that would be, like a spotlight. We would spotlight
exactly.
a guy.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So anyway, that's the story I'm sticking to. So Mary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to save time, maximize time, almost synthesize time. You got some other tips for us?
One thing that I think a lot of people overlook is really determining whether you're a morning person or a night person.
Kind
of crafting your schedule around that.
So if you're a small business owner, don't you have to be both?
Well, yeah, but you can really focus on when you're at your best.
There are times.
So,
everybody has a time. We have a cycle, don't we?
Exactly. And I think it's really critically important to determine that and not to try to force yourself into the other. Just capitalize on when you get your best work done and do it during those hours. So, you know, Jim, people think I'm crazy, but I generally get up about 4 o'clock in the morning without an alarm clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I work from like 4 to 8 a.m. Then I go to the gym, and I take a break, and I work out, and then I come back and I start the second half of my day. So between 4 and 8 a.m., I usually get more than a whole day's worth of work done.
It's amazing what you get.
Nobody's interrupting me, right?
Would you agree with me when I say that if you're a small business owner, whether you're a morning person or a night person, you're going to get the most done when the phones aren't ringing and when other people aren't around?
Absolutely.
Whatever time that is. Because the reason I say that is because I don't know how many times I have thought, Friday afternoon, things start slowing down, and I'd say, okay, folks are going to be leaving pretty soon. Maybe I'll leave a little early. Next thing I know, everybody's gone at 7:30. I'm still working.
But you've gotten a lot done.
Friday
right?
night. I'm talking about Friday night. Yeah.
I know. It's really true.
Just things
really
got quiet,
true.
And I just kept working.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe you are a morning person. Maybe you're a night person. But I'll tell you, I just think that you need to look around and say, okay, when is it possible for me to get to be here alone or whatever? Saturday mornings. I know a lot of people who Saturday mornings is a good time for them to work.
Right. I think it's whenever you can get in the zone.
But don't you have to schedule it though? I mean, you don't need to. If you identify that time, you need to plan to be there during that time.
Oh, that's true. That's definitely true. And, you know, here's another thing that I see a lot of people doing that really is not a good use of their time. They kind of are like ping pong balls in and out of their office, out to this meeting, back to the office, out to this meeting, right. Back to the office. I intentionally schedule meetings back to back to back. So sometimes I will go and sit in a Panera or a Starbucks for 4 hours, and people will come to me, and I meet with them one after another another. Right? Instead, and I call it holding court, right? So I sit there and I hold court, and people come to me rather than me going out for one meeting, coming back to my office for half an hour, coming back even for 2 hours, going back. It's like you schedule those meetings intentionally back to back to back to back, and you can get so much done in a 2-3-4 hour block of time. You can have a whole week's worth of meetings in one afternoon if you do it that way.
And get an awful lot done. Yeah.
And so it really, you know, if you focus on scheduling your meetings to cut down on travel time so that you're not constantly going back and forth and back and forth, that just really works well.
Well, what you're talking about is exactly what supply houses do with their trucks. They just make sure their trucks don't double back on themselves.
Exactly.
You know, you're just talking about just make sure you don't double back on yourself. Hey, Mary, I got to wrap it up. Great advice. I need your website one more time.
womansadvantage.com.
And they go to the catalogs there right now. I mean the calendars.
That's right. The calendars are out there. You can buy them.
And your books are there, too. All that.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay. Always great to talk to you.
Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Mary joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.